This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 31st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. It says there, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" End of quote. Many think having more money and wealth gives them worth and value. Their thought process is centered around money and its benefits. They think the more money they have, the happier they become. However, the truth is more money would not necessarily make you happier than you are now. Your happiness has two secrets. The first one is called contentment. If you are not happy and content with what you have now, most probably you won't be happy if you have more. Your attitude of gratitude for what you already have now is the secret to happiness. The happy people are content. The second secret is trusting on what God had already promised. God promised and said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." You see, the first depends on the second one. Your attitude of contentment is based on your assurance in the promise of God that He will never leave you nor forsake you. You can never be truly content without trusting God's promise. Therefore, it is not more money that you actually need. It is God and His promises are what you need. The Bible says God can give sufficiently all that you need when you trust Him with all your needs. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, it says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." End of quote. Listen, God is able to bless you how? It says abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You see, Apostle Paul was struggling for words to explain how God is able to meet all your needs. He says abundantly, in all things, at all times, having all that you need, abound in everything. Beloved, having God and His promises in your life provides true richness and contentment. When you have God and His word, you are content. You would not lack anything. Not only you are content, but also God foresees all your needs and provides at all times so that you will have all you need to be met abundantly. You see, at the end of the day, if you have God in your life, you have it all. Not the money or anything else, but who you need is God and wonderful promises of His word. Now the question is, do you have God in your life? You may now ask me the question, how can I have God in my life? You see, you can enjoy God, His presence, and blessings when you come to His Son, Jesus Christ, and accept Him as your Savior. Bible says in the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13, it says there, "But to all who did accept Him," that means Jesus, "and believe in Him," Jesus, "God gave the right to become children of God. They did not become His children in any human way, but not by any human parents or human desire. They were born of God." End of quote. You see, you become a child of God based on your acceptance of His Son, Jesus Christ. As a child of God, you become a co-heir of all that God has. You see, then you are truly rich and content. Therefore, remember to keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me to develop a lifestyle not based on the want and love of money, but based on your love, care, and provisions. I know you are the ultimate source of all blessings. When I have you in my life, I have it all. and I know I can become your child by accepting Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Now I accept Jesus and invite Him to my life. Lord, please forgive my sins and make me happy and content in You and in Your wonderful promises. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.